Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Sunday the 9th of June, Rabbi Baruch Leib Rabinovich. Zeichel Lechobun.
Rashis Moyer Ben Avoisai. First of all, I would like to give a shkoyach for the organizers. I would like to give a shkoyach for the organizers to give me a chance, to give me the opportunity to be here. And Amukum Torah, Amukum Tfile, I've never been before, and it's upside shiny plant, Amukum Chushet. For me, the special Zachvalet. Well, usually I'm not going so far to Abismedrish. And it's an opportunity to be, Mamish, Torah way. As I told yesterday, Tom, I'm going to be kind of Torah way to go for Torah. To be on a derech Torah to go a long way. This is a good schisval, it's a schar alicha, you're getting schar, you're getting a reward for going, for coming. And it's an opportunity to I was thinking what to talk. The organizer told me we can talk also about the subject. Now it's Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and Rosh Chodesh Tammuz is a chaylik form. We have got no Yomim Toivim in Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Starting what we did, the dry wochen, the 3 weeks of what we're mourning of the Chom, with Hamikdash. And I would like to talk a bit of the topic, Zeicher Lechom. But one said, the Rebachim, Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tuf Kif Samach, to everyone to make a zecher lechom, the all sort of ways, basimches, you put the ash, call all sort of ways, in the, it's a nyune de yoyme, because at home, you need to make a zecher lechom, in the every home, the chiyuv. There is something that people are not taking it so seriously. There is a chiyuv to make, even the office, as we'll talk about, in the office, if you use the office, there is a lot of chikmat. You got to make a derech lechom, even in a chazal ezal, you know what I mean? The aluche, the shalim Yerushalayim, all sorts of places where the derech lechom is applicable. Then we see the aluche without machan a derech lechom. Let me say so. Before I started, what I was doing, I inclined for the you should drink the betzum chazal saying veve shoyse. You should drink betzum of tears as divrayim the Torah the when you learn Torah like you thirst. You drink a bit of water. Somebody's thirsty. Veve shoyse betzum of divrayim. But here today was a pshat shoyse betzum of divrayim. Somebody the one is good for Torah way. Somebody my rabbi say when he's he need a drink, he's thirsty after a tunes, after a long tunes, from shoes of the times. He needs to have a drink. And if he hasn't got any water, there is no water there to give him. And his mamish chalosh for a drink, his mamish he needs a drink. He can't convince the person to make a cheshbon how much water he drank over the years. If you make a proper cheshbon how much water you drink over the years, a person since the day one when he's born, till days in the old years, he can drink ganze swimming pools, if you put together hundreds of gallons with stuma of water in liquid. No, if he wants another cup of water, a little bottle, try to convince him, don't chalash to drink so much, make a chesm, you drink so much before. Was chalash to for another a few ounces of water? Sure you had enough in your body. The third is there is not in this chesm. This chesm doesn't work. A person, when he's thirsty, he wants a drink. Doesn't make a chesm, whatever he did before. He could drink before, gallons of gallons. Now I need a drink. She got the health good, it's all a chesboin, it's all a mathematics. Have a choice, Chazal saying, have a choice. Betzumu es divrayim. The Torah should be like a drink. Nishkin chesm, a person should say, no, I should learn last week, 2 weeks, I went to Torah, I should learn yet. See, nishta zoi. Torah ta koyach v'shoi v'tzomo es divrayim. Noch amul, noch a drink. You can't make a courage what happened before. Gezit, and noch anam, everyone, Baruch Hashem, learned hundreds of shuas. Da hab ich so da von Warte schon lernen, aber sie nicht im Schad. Man darf jeden Mund machen, frisch. Zecher lechom, das ist ein Mitzvah für Zecher lechom, Chazal, wanted to also give Zecher lechom sehr stark, in a, very strongly. The Gemurah says, du achsam Seufer, und dann nimm achsam Seufer. The Gemurah says, after the Chom Abayis, when the Besamigdash was Churev, Chazal stood, made an Asife, the Tanuim, and wanted to make a takune, nobody should marry. Like a strike. Nicht mehr in mehr. a strike of marriage. Chazal, no, Chazal also said that Fatakune, but I explained, why. Nobody should marry that. The Chazal saw that in Fatakune, the Gemara says, as Rov Tzibir Ein Yecholim Lamoit, there's no way, as they didn't do it. The Chazal Sefer is explaining why is that. Favuso the Chazal wanted to make such a strike, nobody should marry it. Musi Pshat. So the Sefer says, do a Klal Yisrael is do a ftuch. The promise, Klal Yisrael got to stay forever. No yishokra mepizaroish. Klal Yisrael is chai v'kayom. Nobody can take away Klal Yisrael from the kiyum. Kiyum Klal Yisrael et shtayin le'oil me'ad. Nobody can take it away. If they wanted to bring back the Bishamikdosh, the Bishamikdosh was precious, and the Chazal was looking for a night, how we bring it back? The Chazal was thinking to do such takuna to express the sadness that they can't live without it. And if you stop married like a strike in Himmel, they will see that Klal Yisrael is going to be stopped. Except the Janki Klal Yisrael. If nobody married in Janki Hemshech, Klal Yisrael will come to an end. In Baal Korchuch, they wanted to bring back the Beis Hamikdash by stopping marriage. They will have to bring back the Beis Hamikdash. Because Klal Yisrael got to continue. Klal Yisrael get on and on. Kind of nobody can stop Klal Yisrael. As it would be some safer. But they saw that they won't work. Because Rov, the Erlach Yidin, will keep it. Maybe even if there's a few that are not such an Erlach Yidin, they won't keep it. Chas v'shulam, Klal Yisrael should start coming out from Chas v'shulam Nishvin, the Erlach Yidin. Therefore, they saw that they didn't do the takuna because they saw that not everybody would keep it, but if everybody would keep a taka, this was the item to bring back the Bishamikdosh. That's how far the Dagis Nefesh and the Tsar from Klal Yisrael was, they wanted to bring it back. I remember bringing the Bishamikdosh sick for Klal Yisrael. What is that? Sidu in Shechonoruch, in Tufki Samach, they give Kapla Luchas, Sidu in Shechonoruch Hazoi, in Shechora Beis HaMikdosh, when the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, Tikni Chachumim, was at Akonas Chachumim, Shoi Boi Soi Ador, Shem Boinim, Le'oilom Binyan Mesuit. When you build a Binyan, you buy a house, a flat, and where you live, you can't never build it in such a way that the whole building should be painted nice, you got to leave a place. In Mishaya Mukhaim Amol Amo, Keneged Apesa Beloy Sid. You got to leave Neged Apesa when you're coming into the home. Everyone is a chiyuv to leave open Amo Al Amo, but no paint there. The others, they want to leave not only no paint, they take away even the plaster, they're going up to the bricks. In the aloha, it's not like this. The aloha is, if you're not painting, if you leave just the bare plaster, you will see even the way today we got plaster, but it's got a color in there. The white plaster, it looks like when it's finished, it looks like a proper painted wall. It's got a bit of whiteness in there, doesn't matter. If you paint the whole walls, and you leave Amo alamo, amo alamo is the machlokes. The Chazonish says it's 58 centimeters. On 58 centimeters, it's quite a large space, and it's got to be opposite the main entrance to your house or to your flat. Therefore, when you're coming in, you just hit it. You see the home there. But then, if you can't do it there, you got furniture, or other, you got some curtains, if you can do it behind the furniture, behind the curtains. Push it is nishtazo. You can't do it there because the idea is you should see it when you're coming in and you should think about the Chorma Bais. Every day when you come, you open the door, once you hit the Chorma Bais. This is the aloha. In the Mishabri, it said that the Mishabri tried to find. In the Mishabir Tzad, today it was, people didn't used to do it so much. Mishabir tried to find the halucha, why is a heter of the rabbim, well, they don't use it. They said because the paint there was mixed with teven, with kash. It was like cement. It was never a proper finished paint. It was a piece of heter because it was never a finished like today. But the Allah, the older Achon, the Pesuk says that you must do it. You got to do it. It's also the Rechaim in Tzanz had in his house. A tzaddik came to him. Rabbi Kolomai came to the Rechaim from Tzanz Aruv, and he asked him, "Where is the Zayich Lechom?" And he didn't have it at home. Not the Shigat Zayich Lechom. But it's been a teretz. But say why? Not everyone. There is a house. If you rent a house, if you are freeholder, then you got a chiyuv. A freeholder got a chiyuv. If you rent a house and you're not there permanently, it's showing already you're not permanently, and you're ready. Why? That is already a zayich lechom. You're not here permanent. You wait to go to Eretz Yisrael, and there you're renting. But a person who is renting a house is much easier than lucha. The Achoyim say we should, even when you rent, also do aluchah. This is the Achoyim say, because you need to make a chilek. But in the richting, in the aluchah, if you rent a house, it's easier. You don't have to. But it is the Chaim in Tzanz, it wasn't his own house, so it was renting. That's why he didn't make the Zayich Lechom. But soon he heard, somebody asked him to do it. He went up, and he made the Zayich Lechom. He took out the paint. And he went down to the wall, to the bare bricks. The kaim zan the inif is aich lechom. How do you give him the divrechan? It's a doy. Zaych lechom. There is a machloek, as I said, the chashitas chazon nishi is, we should make it 58 centimeters on 58 a square. Dafke square should be. It shouldn't be in another tzire, it should be a square tzire. And the Chaim Nua, there's another shita say, it's 48 centimeter and 48 centimeter smaller. The Aluch is also, in the Fizach Lechom, the Poskim says that you don't have to be machmir on the bigger shita, you can allow yourself to do it in the smaller shita of Chaim Nua. Therefore, if somebody can't do it in the larger version, you should do it in the small version, just the aloha. The kids are not cleaner. This is unique. But the katchila should be in a way that it should be square. If it can be done square, it's also the way to make it in a different shape. Yeah, it's another way. But the katchila, sahidu, should be a square, zayich lechom, on this side. In Eretz Yisrael, interesting, there is a whole shmuz. If somebody lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's chichiyah zeich lechom. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael you see the chom. In Chitz Loretz, we are here, we're living here, we intend to forget the chom. But if somebody living in Eretz Yisrael, you see the chom for the eyes. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, the haloch has, without the dafish, was zeich lechom. There was Rav Shmuel Salant, the Rav Yerushalayim, hold it that we got to make Zeich Lechom in Yerushalayim as well. There is a, if in Achoyin, if in Tukatinsky, a Luach, Eitz Chaim, they say there that if somebody living in Mamesh near the Koistel of Ma'arovi, and they can see for the window all the time the Koistel, there's a house that's a flat next to the Koistel of Ma'arovi. If somebody lives there, he don't need to have the Zeich Lechom. Because when he's looking out of the window, you see the Chom. This is Shon Amdash. If you live in the center, you see in center of Yerushalayim today, in the Shechun of Abim and Arim, then you don't see it like living in Chitzur, the same thing. That's the Yom Ma'ach Zeich Lechom. But if you live Mamesh in the center dort, by the first of Marovi, dort in Daphne Shon Tzant, there's an Taloche. Because you see, the Ike, the Tachlis is to remember, to see if you see, to see the Chom. So, you should think about it. Nish coming out home. The Tachlis is, you should have a Simen, and remember the Zach, the Chom. Cholames Abale al Rishulayim, Zoyche v'roev Simchuso. Is a Roche v'roev Simchuso. That's right. If you be Misabel. Now, if you go to another Aluch about that, this was before. You saw the Aluch of Zeche L'chom is, if one is the owner of a house, freeholder, owner of a house. If somebody is buying a house from another Yid, the Yid is selling the house, and he's buying the house. He's coming in and says, no, there is no, if I get to do a Zeche L'chom, he's a chiyuv to do it immediately, the Zeche L'chom. If you buy in a house from a goy, is och the chiv to make a seich l'chom straight away. Straight because he's not a chiv. When he's renting a house from a goy, he's not living there, he's a mitzvah anders. Mitzvah aluche, the achiever of Moshe Feinstein, in the Gros Moshe, he says that if a person is buying a house, is renting a house from a goy, is not a chiv to make seich l'chom, because he's not living the kvias, he hasn't got a kvias to live there. Which type? In the shtuki chiv to make a home because he's renting it. Aber, and the chayim say he should still do it because people will know the chilik. He will have alts noch machen a zeich lechom. Which type? It's a zoi. If somebody is buying a house for investment, only for investment purposes, he's renting a house for people. But it's not his own resident. Dafel ich mach kein Zeich lechom. Der Chiev of ein Zeich lechom is only whoever lives there. Nicht schad, because he got to do it. So ich kann, er darf nicht machen. Bitte du nach Ascheile. If you rent your house from a Yid, and the Yid was mir Chiev to make a Zeich lechom, you got to make it. Because if it's a Chiev of the Yid to make it, you got to. Either he'd use it for himself as a resident, and sometimes he's letting it out, because the balabus is also using it, and sometimes he don't want to use it, going away, he will rent it out, he's doing a chiv, tzimach hazaych lechom of such a place. The shittas ha'achoyin with the halten, as any, I feel if you've been maskir, if you're renting a house, you need to make the zaych lechom, inshallah, if you need to ask the shis, to do it from the balabus, or you can do it without this reshis. Does it shine? If there is a chiyev reshis or not. Is, by the way, the chazonish, somebody asked the chazonish if you need to ask the reshis to make zeich lechom or not, the chazonish did not come to ask the shfrein. Called man, if you haven't got the balabus here, wait till it will come, but there is no chiyev to ask to look for him and ask for him. When the possibility is, the balabus is here, then you should ask machines, and you need to ask machines to make it. Or but to write them and to look for him, it was a shale. He was in America, the balabus, and he rented the house in Eretz Yisrael, and he asked the Chazanish if he need to ask a shale to make Zeich Lechom. Chazanish would be out in Asinishkin Kiev. When it will be in place, in the small lane, dear, that's a fragen. Aber mit dir sagt, du sie noch nicht, der Chiyo will chal, when you can do it, you got the possibility to do it. Dann muss ich der Chiyo, ob sie machen, ich hoffe, aber nicht im Sichern. Aber das ist clear, mein Rabbi, ich sage. Im Chitzlort, if somebody owning a house, it is a Chiyo, to make a Zerich, ich hoffe, lefuches 48 cm, 48 cm, everyone, in front of the house. Now, if you got furniture, stellen soll nicht machen, because you got to see it. There is a lucha that a curtain which can be open and closed is also good. You can use and make it a derech lechom. Even a curtain is covered. Now, if there is no space to make a derech lechom in front of the house, not every house can be used when you're coming in immediately opposite to make a derech lechom, to make this square without paint. The ikar derech lechom in the reason is just the paint shouldn't be the whole paint, there should be a difference between the whole room in this square, 48 centimeters, 48 centimeters. Even underneath of this is just nice plaster, is also kosher, and it became the mitzvah of Zeich Lechom. It don't have to be rough, it don't have to be in any shape or form, it can be a smooth surface. But if it's different, everybody coming in see that it's a different paint there than the whole other the house, the room. It's the yoitze, the mitzvah fin zeicher lechom. If you can't do it opposite the entrance, statt also in the chum reden in dem, you can do it also nicht, in schmizing dem, you can do it in the nearest place by the entrance to the door. You can do it in the side. But somewhere when you can see it, then you come in, the nearest place. If you still can't do it there, there's no space. There's some place where you can, the chum say, at the place to do it is on the ceiling. On the ceiling. By the door on the ceiling. If you look up by the door, you're coming out, look up on the ceiling, you will see there is no paint. Those will also do the Zerchom. Okay, is the place to make, to do the Zerchom, the nearest place to the door. If you can't do it opposite, do it in the side, in the hallway when you're coming in. If you can't do it in the side because there's furniture or there's curtains or there are light fittings or all sorts of stuff, if you can't do it, you should do it on the ceiling when you're coming into the door. This is the principle. There is another shalom, as people used to be, because of the Zeichel Chom, with coloring this in a nice, the koistel or coloring. You do a shamadim. The katchile, the thing they shouldn't do it. If it's look nice, it's made nice. The tachlis zel chom is to remind yourself of the chom abayis, to feel that you in gulas. By there was a shale, somebody paint this half a meter, 48 centimeter, nice black color. Nice black color. If it's look nice, is it shine gemacht? Is defeating the purpose. The purpose is the man and a tzar, so waiting. If it's messy, if you see the wall is not, oh, what's geschehen do? If it's nicely, is the chiller, you should make a nice piece there of the chom. Therefore, it should be done in such a way, as they push it with the chazal omgestellt. The takune, tzimach hazeh l'chom, the poshtes ha-takune is to leave it raf.
The mitzvah is that the person should be aware of the chom.
Yes, yes.
And aware of the goddess. What difference make if I'm renting or not? Isn't the din in the bias or din in the person?
No, renting, the svore for renting, that's a good svore. Svore for renting is, by renting you feel in exile, you feel in gulas. A person is not settled. When you settled, you got a house, you're a landlord, settled down, you do, you're not settled. But remember there's a home, you're still on the way to Yerushalayim. You're still be waiting for the Yeshia. Once it's renting, a pen for the renting is not settled. This is the sure of unsettled.
What if you had a picture of the Koisel? Would that do,
huh? There is a heter of a picture of the Koisel. There is a clue heter here of a picture of the Koisel. But the thing, the Likatchille, if it's nice, and it looks like some people got in the dining room sweat pictures of the Koisel. And it's not the richtige way to remember Zeichel Chom. Zeichel Chom got to be done like the chusim when you're putting it on the forehead, ash. This is the way. You can't do it, go to the chusim, tell him the chom, tell him adrusha. That's not the right way. You got to do it as Chazal told you. You got to put ash on top. Shabbos, grief or ktimo, when you put a Shabbos on top on the fire, you got to cover the fire. You shouldn't come to make the fire bigger. You should be a chate. If you make under thing, you put in a tape to talk to you, to explain to your Shabbos. You find new ways. A tape that the Shabbos Kodesh, don't make the fire bigger. The Chazal said, do see the way, you got to do on the fire a blech, you got to put ash on the fire. You got to, that's the way Chazal made the takune. You can't come with new ways. The same here. Kenzan, you put a nice koisel there, but the koisel is not the it looks too, sometimes it's too nice. It's too nice, Echel.
You are the boss.
You are the master. Yeah, it's not halacha, that's why. It's not in Be'alacha, it says, in Be'sa Knesset, Be'sa Medr, Shure, Becholinia. The Zeichel Chom is only in a home where you live, Aber Beis HaKnesses is not a chiyuv. Talmud Torah in yeshivas is also the same. You don't have to make a derech lechom. Of other places, the mushla as a person got a simchazal, like a hall of simchas, there is a chiyuv to make derech lechom. And in Eretzur Asod, that place where they make Zeich Lachom, like all of them, when you go into a Simche, should be in the front, they should have a Zeich Lachom there. And the same thing is like this, in the Aluche, if you need, in Mishabria says, clue, as Zeich Lachom need to be even in places when you work, in Mushlo. In offices, in these places, should be also done as Zeich Lachom. In even you got a very small one, and it's goes just one room. Wherever a person can using it, an office, if ever a person using it, if there is a mezizah there, you should put a zeich lechom. The thing in a storage place, even a storage place, is a chiyuv of zeich lechom. Jede platz. The state. The image is Zeich Lechom. Is I give you a kleiner lucha. Im loyale es Yerushalayim al Rosh Simchoseini. You should put it the Rosh Simchoseini as kol ha'mitzvah Yerushalayim v'zchuso. So as I wrote, "Shtayt kol ha'meitzah liYisrael nasa roish." We are coming in Tamiz, in the fin the Chol Haba is Tamiz. Chodesh Tamiz is starting the Avilus. 2 weeks from the started the Yizayim beTamiz. Shtayt kol ha'meitzah liYerushalayim roish v'zchuso. If somebody make it tzuras adin, verter aroish. But then think that the other some soifer or other asking, why we should be like this? As a meitzer Yisrael, somebody make it tzuras adin, naas aroish is becoming aroish. Why should be here the aroish? Zuter azoy, sinish tazi poshet. Shtayt as kol a meitzer Yisrael naas aroish leiv melochim v'surim biyad Hashem. There is a pussy, the Leiv Meluchim, there is a Shguche of everyone. But Leiv Meluchim Vesurim, a Melech, a king, or a president, or a prime minister, is getting Mamish Hashguche in a bigger version. He's under, he can't do Hachlutas, he can't make harm without a Shis from Hashem. Vashtait, Leiv Meluchim Vesurim, Beyad Hashem. Hashem is controlling them what they do. If somebody wants to make tzuras, he wants to make tzuras for you. It's called a meitzar leYisrael. If you want to make tzuras, nas roish. It's not a present. If it's becoming a roish, it's verkehrt. It's demonstrated a pchine fin called a meitzar leYisrael nas roish. Leiv melochem besorim biyad Hashem. He's losing his control. He's taking over by Hashem Yisburach. He can't do whatever he wants. And this is not in presence, this is being verkehrt. This is a fahim achisorn by becoming a rosh. He wants it to be a poshete mensch. If he's a poshete mensch, he got a pchire. A mensch got a pchire, ra, the toif. Once he's becoming a rosh, he's losing a bit of the pchire. He's getting in a different category. He's getting in to be under Leiv Melochim Vesorim Biyad Hashem. Once he's Biyad Hashem, he can do whatever he wants. And therefore, the Nishtut, the Bethamikdash, the Misen Veri Gebot. No, the Inif is Eich Lechom means, if it's missing you something, if you need it, do a Lucha in Shechanurach. When somebody's borrowing money for a friend, and you want to have a mashkin, he's taking a mashkin, if he's taking a baget, if he's taking a baguette, shall ksis lailo ksis yoim, at a mashkin, he must give it back. If he's borrowing money in the bore, give him a mashkin, a collateral to, for security, as a security. If he gave him a baguette, he gave him a something with his dressing by day or by night, and it's in the person needed because he's a poor man, he needed to, he hasn't got other clothing, the chiyuv is to give him back. You can't hold a mashkin aksis lailo or aksis yoim. they're saying that the Bnei Shlulim is Mekayim as well the Torah. If the Chavis Ruach took away the Besamigdosh, the Besamigdosh is a mashkin. The Yidin made an avaira, they took away the Besamigdosh till the make chiver. Once the Yidin make chiver, they get back the Besamigdosh. So, Pchinach in a mashkin. Their mashkin, the Yidin needed, they wanted. So, the Pchinach in Ksis Shoim, Ksis Lailo, they needed the mashkin, they wanted the Besamigdosh, they're asking for it. Then they will have to give it back. The Zeichel Achorben is not a way. People shouldn't forget that there is a need of a Besamigdosh. Once you remember the need, when you're coming in, you're coming out, then the Besamigdosh will come back. Since Kenish Gain, there is no way of getting out of you can't get out of a Tzore without knowing that you need to get out. The result that the Dvar, Rav Yonis in Yaros Dvash, says, a kleine Wort, I'll finish it. The Rav Yonis in Yaros Dvash, Zuk Tazoi, Paroi took Klal Yisrael away from it was Goyshe, in Shevet Levi was exempt to work in Mitzrayim. Everybody was working, but Shevet Levi was exempt. For example, Frey Tavusipshat, for us was it so good to give Shevet Levi free all the years not to work? Why was he Shevet Paroi? Why was he so generous? So the Yared Vajra, they shine, that the guest rishus, it was one of the biggest rishus of Paroi to take Shevet Levi out of work. Because he wants to get, he had to do a goyel Yisrael, somebody coming out from Shevet Levi, he tried to kill all the children, and he knew from his kishev that there is still, Moshe Rabbeinu is alive somewhere. And he put his hand on him. Now, he got to know that the goyel, what he can't kill, he can't get rid of him, is from Shevet Levi. That's what he knew. Then he decided to get rid of Moshe Rabbeinu, should make the gile, to take the whole Shevet Levi out of work. So the Rabbi Yonason by then, but because if Shevet Levi will be out of work, the goyel is also part of Shevet Levi will be out of work. A person who is not working is not feeling the tsar. The golem, he won't be able to take him out. A manik, if he doesn't feel the tsar of the people, he doesn't feel the you see him, he can't help the other people. To help a person, you need to feel what he needs. If you don't feel him, you won't be able to take him out to help him. He wanted to get Gold Shevet Levi out of work, then he will know that Moshe Rabbeinu is older than the Levi. He didn't know who it is. By this, he won't feel the tsar of Klal Yisrael. This was the way of elimination of Moshe Rabbeinu to be the Goyel Yisrael, to be the Shliach from Hashem, to be Goyel Yisrael. A person can't have a Geile if he doesn't feel the need of a Geile. Simple as that. The Zeichel Lechom, but becoming into the Tamis, is a mitzvah when you're coming in and out of home to remember this. More you remember it, more you're getting the schiz to be me'oyer de ge'ile. Shem izbor shodel, b'shin me'oyer de ge'ile, shlem emer b'meni omen.